From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. President Donald Trump returned to the United States from Singapore Wednesday morning, declaring there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea via Twitter. After their historic summit on Tuesday, Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed a joint statement that contained a repeat of past promises to work toward a denuclearized Korean peninsula. The details haven't been nailed down. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan saying during a news conference Wednesday, the president should be applauded for his meeting with Kim.
Now, let's go get an agreement. And we should be under no delusion that this is going to be fast. This is going to take time. And we have to make sure that we have irreversible, comprehensive denuclearization of North Korea.
Ryan added the president needed to disrupt the status quo, which he did. The attack on the rebel Houthi-held part of port of Hodeidah in Yemen is causing alarm among aid agencies. They are warning of serious consequences on the dire humanitarian situation. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi tells VOA the port of Hodeidah not only imports crucial humanitarian relief supplies, but is also the main entry point for trade commercial goods.
This is how Yemen survives. Fuel, food, medicines, at least these three big areas. And I think that fighting will make it more difficult for that access to happen. So that's very worrying.
Last week, the humanitarian coordinator for Yemen warned a military attack on the port could cost the lives of 250,000 people. Monday, the United Nations evacuated its international staff from Hodeidah in anticipation of this action. This is VOA News. North America will host the 2026 World Cup. FIFA voters overwhelmingly opted for the financial and logistical certainty of a United States-led bid over a risky Moroccan proposal for the first 48-team tournament. The football showpiece will return to the U.S. for the first time since 1994. The advocacy group Human Rights Watch alleges that Israel's recent use of lethal force against Palestinian demonstrators in the Gaza Strip may constitute war crimes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Human Rights Watch statement has been issued ahead of an emergency UN General Assembly meeting to vote on a resolution condemning Israel's use of force. Palestinians have held near weekly protests since March 30, calling for a right to return to ancestral homes now in Israel. At least 120 Palestinians have been killed and over 3,800 wounded by Israeli fire in protests along the border. The rights group calls on the international community to impose real costs for such blatant disregard for Palestinian lives. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli military has said its soldiers adhere to the rules of engagement to defend civilians and security infrastructure from attacks cloaked by protests. The Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog said on Wednesday that lab analysis had confirmed the use of the banned nerve agents sarin and chlorine in an attack in northern Syria last year. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said in a statement that sarin was used south of the city of Latemana in the Hama Governorate in March 2017. Rwandan President Paul Kagame met with Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday in Moscow. Putin said during the meeting he hoped to discuss bilateral cooperation with Kagame. The Rwandan president is in Russia for the start of the World Cup Thursday. The Russian foreign minister was in Rwanda recently. Putin also pointed out this year marks the 55th anniversary since the two countries established diplomatic relations. The World Health Organization says the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo has stabilized. However, the war is not over yet. Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called for tighter monitoring as he wrapped up a visit to Congo on Tuesday. The outbreak has claimed 27 lives since early May. An Austrian chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, on Wednesday said that Austria believes Macedonia has a chance of joining the European Union. This after Greece and Macedonia reached an agreement on Tuesday to resolve a dispute over the former Yugoslav Republic's name. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.